Hello everyone. The new moons, which is when we make wishes for ourselves, the loved ones, and for the highest good of all. It's a very yin time. New moon is when we effectively sow the seeds of a dream by writing down our wishes and intentions. During the new moons of the year, the universe prompts us to reconnect with our hearts in order to correct or initiate a particular course of our life. Through the signs or houses that the new moon passes, we are apprised subtly of what to do in our life. Remember, you get back what you put out, hence always listen to that creative visualization or whatever you meditate upon. And the meditation is what you create for yourself. The moon moves very quickly through the zodiac, going through all the 12 signs every year. What you might not know is that as she goes, the moon triggers other planets, for example, harmonizing or clashing. Take a moment to say or write down what it is that you are grateful for calling in or releasing every day. Remember, new moon of Virgo comes once in a year. On the 6th night, 7th morning at 00:51 minutes, new moon occurs at 14 degrees and 38 minutes of Virgo. Harmonizing closely with Uranus and making a conducive aspect to the planet of change and chaos. This could mean that if you take time to do something like declutter your home, it'll work in your favor very quickly. If getting your life in order was one of your aims as you came into 2021, now is the time to check in with how you're doing. If you aren't on course, make a correction. As the moon aligns with the sun in the sign of Virgo, the dominant keyword for the period becomes analyze and be conscientious. It's all about your interior self, being aware of your own nerves, restlessness, controlled intensity, the desire to be up and doing, rearranging and improving your life. So during this time, you can actually strive to bring order out of the chaos. This is a period to gain wisdom and then putting that wisdom to practical use. Question your purity of intent, modesty, industriousness, and service to oneself, and utilizing your talent towards helping others. Take care of your nervous system and try to keep stress and nervous tensions at bay. I know these emotions are unavoidable, but managing them is in your hands. The wisdom lies in being practical in your feelings and emotions. Process all what you feel before taking or making the commitments. As I have always apprised that new moons are the time of new beginnings, this new moon presents an excellent opportunity for us to formulate some goals, like devising strategies of becoming organized, dissecting facts in order to find the truth, and obtaining all information before proceeding on the important projects. Focus and concentrate on new ways to get your day-to-day life organized. We can take clues from the planet Mercury, who rules Virgo. Articulate your thoughts and words so that your communication skills are refined. Become analytical, use intelligence, be reserved, not critical, be helpful and conscientious, and consider ways to enhance, develop, or incorporate these traits into your personalities. Remember, attitude is our altitude. Wherever Virgo is placed in your natal chart, that house is most affected now. So look into your personal chart and realize the house it occupies, the first, the second, third, or whichever amongst the 12 houses. That area of your life needs the qualities that I mentioned in order to make it smooth. You need to be organized in that particular area of your life. Question yourself, how can I improve my health by eliminating unnecessary stress? What and which is the way I can help myself? What's the number one stumbling block to my being organized and what can I do about it? Am I being reliable to the people who rely on me? If not, what can I do to improve it? What can I declutter or eliminate in order to stop moving on in life with an emotional baggage? The new moon in Virgo is an excellent time to commit to personal goals that express the positive energies of the sign of the Virgin. And these include building up hours of healthy constructive discrimination, pulling up our socks and getting down to some serious work, beginning a new project that requires attention to details, making lists, actively ticking off completed activities and taking pride in our little accomplishments, starting a health regime, researching nutrition and nourishment and paying attention to our diet, setting up specific routines that will help us manage our lives in constructive and mindful ways, and handling the finer details of our day-to-day life in an organized step-by-step fashion so that we can free our minds of clutter. The new moon's trine to Uranus suggests we need to be open-minded about the changes that are inevitable in our life. Embrace the changes with a positive feel and approach. Be ready to make something special of your work routines or tasks, and possibly find new methods that change the way we do things. It's a powerful time for practical solutions and bringing in innovation in our jobs, health, self-care programs and habits. You are bound to feel energies pushing and pulling you from all sides. During this new moon of Virgo, because this is in the most organized sign of the zodiac, this is the sign that counts the beans and makes checklists. Remember, we all have this energy in our chart somewhere. See what this lunation means for you. On the other hand, this new moon is also triggering a rather powerful Mars-Neptune opposition. Action planet Mars is the trigger, whereas Neptune is the planet of dreams and feelings and dreaminess, romance. So it's a time to get organized, but in a way that inspires you. You could perhaps organize your work desk so that you feel more inspired to be professionally productive. The Virgo ritual that I follow, and I'm willingly sharing it with you, since Virgo energies are very earthy, they help to ground you. Treat yourself to a bunch of long-stemmed flowers or your favorite planet and favorite plant, and then place them in a circle around you on the floor. So if possible, you could also go for a nice morning walk in the nature, sit and breathe deeply amongst the woods and call in the Virgo's grounding energies. Recite the following: I am grounded to the earth and draw energy up from her. I call on the energy of Virgo to keep me earthed. Make me practical, wise and determined so that I can be productive, not only to myself, but also be of service for the benefit of the world at large. Be a seeker of truth and utilize it to calm your energies rather than be agitated. Be intelligent. Go through the process of what you learn about situations and people. When you learn or discover the truth, it's best used to your advantage than be devastated by knowledge. It'll do you a world of good to have a little more faith in general and to trust in the synchronicity that certain events occur or people connect for a fortuitous reason. Important lessons to be learnt during this time is to expand your vision, to look at things in larger perspective and believe in the power of your heart and faith. Virgo is ruled by Mercury, the planet of thought, perceptions and your ideas from your reality. If you hold on to negative attitude, then your reality will also unfold negatively. So make deliberate efforts to keep the negative attitude at bay. Your feeling of safety and security can be generated by bringing in order and clarity, even in emotions. Everything around you which you feel is chaotic and disorganized needs to be addressed. Try being more tolerant and accept imperfections of life. It is better to trust life and let it run its own course. Not everything must be according to our expectations. Trust the higher universe and the energies working in your best interests. So get in touch with your deep feelings, analyze and process or filter it so that you can simplify and take full benefit of your sharp insights. So till my next, this is Dolly Mangat signing off. Stay blessed.